Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24 month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
It's our medical day, and it's time to speak to Dr. David Dearden. Welcome back.
How are you? Well,
I feel like I sang that. I didn't say it. I sort of sang it, didn't I?
I think, goodness, this sounds really, really... You know, I feel really sort of important, and I think, God, how crazy is that? It's amazing. I'm just a little old man. You're so kind in your introduction. Thank you.
You're very important to us. I wonder how many years you've been coming on the show now.
Well, when you're enjoying things, you lose count, don't you?
That's very true.
You just enjoy it. It's
that's
good.
Very
have a
true.
Great time.
It's always fun. Even though we're talking about serious subjects, which today is diabetes, and I know we've done this a couple of times before, but I think it's important to keep it fresh in people's minds. Things change, and, you know, not everybody listens every day to the Lifestyle Show. So my first question is, what's the difference between type 1 and type 2?
Well, they're a nice difficult question up front, isn't it? It's a difficult one. Let me just go back a little bit, and
okay.
If I may, just run a bit of a history talk. So, the word diabetes comes from a Greek word, and it means siphon or to drain or to leak. And it relates to the production of urine in this context. So the word diabetes means basically producing more urine. And there are several types of diabetes. And the ones that we talk about is this condition called diabetes mellitus, which is basically translates to sweet urine. There's another type of diabetes called diabetes insipidus, which, as you would probably realize, means insipid urine, and that's caused by a completely different problem, which is a hormone deficiency in the pituitary gland. So we won't talk about that today because it's not really relevant to the conversation, but basically diabetes mellitus is a condition where when it's first diagnosed is often associated with producing more urine, being more thirsty, and so on and so forth. Hereby lies the difference. Type 1 diabetes is a condition that really occurs quite suddenly over the course of a few days, a few weeks, where the person who's got it becomes unwell, and it's manifest by them passing more urine, being more thirsty, losing weight, becoming tired, and basically not being at all well. They call it the four T's of diabetes. If it's not picked up, then the person can become very, very, very unwell, and they can develop a condition of a metabolic condition called diabetic ketoacidosis, or DKA, which can really can actually kill people. So it's a very, very severe condition. And what it's caused by is the death of the cells in the pancreas that created a drug called insulin. And this drug, it's a hormone, not a drug. Drugs are things we the body makes. So the hormone insulin comes from the pancreas, and it comes from little little parts of the pancreas called the islets of Langerhans. And it's interesting that the word, the Latin word for island is insula, and it's therefore no surprise that the chemical that's made to treat diabetes is called insulin.
Mm.
As a word. So it's a very severe condition which is due to the loss and death of the islets of Langerhans in the pancreas. And what causes it, we don't really know, but we believe it's possibly an autoimmune reaction or reaction of the body in response to another something else the body's been exposed to, where it produces an antibody, an immune molecule, protein molecule, which is targeted towards some of the receptors on the cells in the islets. And therefore destroys it. And this often happens in young children, 11, 12, 13, 9, 10, you know, young kids, and this is where we see it most commonly. Okay?
Okay.
And type 2 diabetes is again a condition where the person with it can present with similar symptoms, you know, things like producing a bit more urine, being a bit tired, a bit more lethargic, etc., etc. But it comes on much more slowly. It comes on over weeks and months as opposed to days and weeks or days. And this is a condition which gradually grows up, builds up. Because the pancreas still produces insulin, but either the insulin is not so good at doing its job or it's not being produced in sufficient quantities, and therefore, as a result of that, the blood sugar levels go up in the blood. Obviously, type 1 diabetes, because there's no insulin, blood sugar goes up. The purpose of insulin is that its job is to push sugar from the blood into the cells, and the cells need sugar as an energy source to function. So that's why people become tired, lethargic, lose weight. And they lose weight because the body finds other ways of getting energy, most notably by breaking down protein muscles to give the person the energy they need. So now that's really, in a nutshell, the difference. One is a rapid onset, probably an autoimmune condition caused by possibly a virus or an infective molecule or something that occurs in younger people. And type 2 is a condition where the pancreas is becomes less and less effective at managing sugar. And that can be due to many, many things. The most common thing, the classic main causes of type 2 diabetes is obesity. And that is because when we become obese, we store fat in our tissues inside the abdomen, and in particular we can store fat in our pancreas, which basically clogs up our pancreas and makes it so it basically sludges up the pancreas, but doesn't work so well. It stretches the pancreas and it causes inflammation. So those are the two main types. There are other types as well which we can talk about if we get time, but those are the two main types that we would talk about.
Yeah, that's the two I've heard of. So I suppose you've sort of answered this because you said obesity, but in type 2, although I guess it is the million-dollar question, why would somebody get it? So it's mainly poor lifestyle?
Well, I think I was asked this. I've been asked this a lot of time over my career, and when I was teaching students back in the UK, the simplest way I can describe it is that you know, when you put on weight, your body gets bigger, but your pancreas doesn't get bigger. So basically, as you put on weight and gain weight, you outgrow the pancreas. And it's a very simplistic way of describing it, but people can understand that. You've got a pancreas which is, you know, the size of a small carrot, and it's sitting at the back of the abdomen, and then you put on 20, 30, 40 kilos of fat, or excess weight, then that pancreas isn't really big enough to do all the jobs it needs to do to manage the sugar metabolism of a much bigger animal or a much bigger person. And if you can get that modelling, if you can picture that in your mind, it sort of explains it. It's still doing its job, maybe not quite so effectively. It's being clogged with fat in the tissues, but the person it's trying to look after is so much bigger that it hasn't got enough reserve to do it.
So if I sort of explain this in my way, tell me if I've got it right or not. So in somebody that hasn't got diabetes, so everything's working properly, the pancreas releases the insulin into the bloodstream. That goes around the body, letting the sugar enter these cells that you mentioned. The insulin lowers the amount of sugar in the bloodstream and the blood sugar level drops, and that's all normal. So if somebody's got diabetes, they have to have extra insulin to do that unnaturally. Is that correct?
Well, they've either got to have extra insulin, which is one of the mainstream treatments for type 1 diabetes, because those people don't have any insulin at all. Or they've got to have drugs that make their insulin work better, which is what's given to the type 2 diabetics. And some type 2 diabetics also need insulin injections because they're simply not making enough insulin for their bodies. So when you've got a type 2 diabetes, so you're given tablets and insulin, that means it's more difficult to control that. That metabolism. So the drugs, the main drugs that we have, things like metformin and glycoside and so on, are not doing their job effectively enough, and we then have to give extra insulin to act on top of the insulin that will be being produced to a degree by the pancreas in a type 2 diabetic. So the type 2 diabetic continues to have a pancreas that releases insulin, but it's not as effective.
Okay, that makes sense. And you mentioned the symptoms, which I think a lot of us have heard of, urinating often, feeling more thirsty, feeling tired. Are there any other symptoms people should be looking out for?
Well, certainly type 1, really, it's those four. They're quite dramatic. Weighing more, more thirsty, being tired, and losing weight. But people with type 2 diabetes can get other things, injuries, cuts and wounds and things take longer to heal. They may get thrush or itching in the groins and the armpit. Their vision can get a bit blurred. They're non-specific things, but if you get someone who gets unexplained recurrent, thrush or so on, you might think, well, let's just check the urine, let's check things and make sure. And there's obviously we talked about obesity, but unfortunately there's also an inherited factor that can lead to type 2 diabetes. We find it, for instance, more common in African, Caribbean, Black Africans and Asians, overweight people in these groups than we do in overweight Eurasians. Chinese people more disposition to it as well. And people with a family history do seem to have a predisposition to it. So it's not quite as simple as just obesity, although obesity and being overweight is a constant factor.
Okay. And if it's not treated, if people, are generally a little bit scared, want to bury their head in the sands, if it's not treated, can it be dangerous?
Well, type 1, if it's not treated, will kill you. That's for sure.
Dear.
So it needs to be treated. Because if you don't treat type 1, you get diabetic ketoacidosis, and that will put you into a coma, and that will lead to death. So it's a dramatic illness. Type 2, you can go that way, and things can get bad. And as the blood sugars go up, they do cause damage elsewhere. And the most common place is that sustained long-term high sugar levels damage are the kidneys, so you get kidney failure. Nerves, you get neurological injuries and nerve damage, and the eyes, and you get blindness. So, and this is really to do with the effect of the sugar on the blood vessels, the small blood vessels, which become blocked and occluded, and these lead to these terrible side effects of diabetes, which people can come to get. I mean, when I was a transplant surgeon back in the UK, a significant number of people we put new kidneys in had diabetes or had poorly controlled diabetes. And when I was working in Oxford as a doing pancreas transplants, we did those for people who really badly controlled diabetes, but that wasn't really an end organ problem. But kidney transplants, where it was really to deal with the metabolism of the sugar. So putting a new pancreas in someone could cure people with pancreatitis, with diabetes, but it was only really used for the very, very severe people who had sudden drops in their blood sugars, who couldn't live a normal life. These were people who would go into a coma whilst driving cars or walking around or whatever. So these are people that needed to have, you know, better control that drugs were not capable of doing.
Mm-hmm. So the answer is to everybody, don't bury your heads in the sand. If you think you've got any of these symptoms, go and see your doctor. And I'm assuming, David, it gets diagnosed via a blood test?
Well, yes. I mean, a blood test and a urine test, those two things, a combination and examination. I mean, a simple test of the urine with a dipstick will tell you if there's a lot of glucose in it. That leads you on to the diagnostic pathway, which would be subsequently checked with a blood test. And then, depending on, you know, what type of diabetes it is and how it's presenting, will be treated. If it's a type 1, then normally people are put straight onto insulin. It's type 2, then there's a lot of other management options, including obviously drugs, weight loss programs, and as we know, I mean, this great drug Ozempic that's being used for weight loss all over the world now was initially introduced to help people lose weight with type 2 diabetes, and of course that led to one of the big ethical outcries about the drug, because the demand on the drug is so great that people with type 2 diabetes often can't get the drug to help them deal with their diabetes, because people are using it as a weight loss solution.
I think that should be our next subject. That'd be a great subject to chat about.
I could bring one of my colleagues along for that, who's actually got a massive practice here in Gibraltar, and we've got hundreds of people on this type of medication at the moment, and you know, there's a lot of guidelines and a lot of very important things that we need to know about managing these people.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'll have a chat about that. So people can live a normal life if they get it under control. We don't want to frighten people. They can live a normal life just by taking extra insulin. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, people can live a normal life. Clearly, it's a life where, certainly with type 1, the advice is really about food choices. Clean eating, watching calories, watching the foods that people eat. I mean, you know, we all know the things that cause problems. I mean, I think we talk about it a lot. But things like sugary drinks and the refined carbohydrates that we have in our diet, the breads, the rices, the pastas, the sugary breakfast cereals, the processed meats, high salt, high processed food. Those are all things that carry massive amounts of sugar, and these are the things that lead to the weight gain, and these are the things that therefore lead to the diabetes. And obviously, once the pancreas it begins working less efficiently, if you carry on eating these foods, then the sugar levels in the blood increase, because the insulin isn't low, dropping the sugar into the cells. And obviously, it goes back to what we talked about many weeks ago, months ago probably, when we talked about just nutrition in general. We as an animal, we're designed to be prepared for starvation. If you think back to the Stone Age, when we were walking around in the tundra, we weren't sure when the next dinosaur was going to come along. I know people are going to phone in to say we didn't live with dinosaurs. I know that.
I won't answer the phone.
The next last saber-toothed tiger came running along. But we would eat meat maybe once a fortnight if we were lucky, because we could only catch them, these animals, every couple of weeks or 3 weeks or whatever. The thing we could eat were berries and fruits and stuff which were growing on bushes. But we probably only ate every 2 or 3 days because we couldn't get enough to eat. So whenever something came along where there was food in abundance, our body is designed to be very efficient at storing excess calories. And now in the modern world, with Eroski and Mercadona being open all the time, and here in Gibraltar, Morrison's being open all the time elsewhere, we can get food 24 hours a day, seven days a week, as much as we want and as many calories as we want. And sadly, in the modern world, we eat far more calories than we need. Mm-hmm. We have more energy-sparing devices now and more calories. And the combination, of course, is that we do less, we eat more, we drink more, we get more calories, and our body says, happy days, let's just store that, because we don't know when the next famine's going to be, but the famine never comes, so we just store for that day that never arrives.
Yeah.
And this is what leads to the obesity and the weight gain, and that's what then deposits fat in our pancreas, but not just in our pancreas, in our muscles, in our liver, and in our heart, and all the other tissues. And this is what leads to lots of chronic problems. But in the diabetes situation, this is what is type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, hopefully we've helped some people out there. If anybody's got any symptoms, do get it checked out. How is the clinic coming along, David?
Well, we did our first operations at the back of the end of last year, and we've started this year with more cases, which is great. It's going well. The radiology department's flourishing and growing. We're very busy. And everybody's really happy. It's all good.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And how can people get in touch with you?
Things are changing, but the best way still is through our website, which is www.gibmed.gi, GI for Gibraltar, or smc.gi, which is the specialist medical clinic.gi. Or you can call the clinic on Gibraltar, which is +350, as you know, and then 200-499-99.
Great stuff. Well, as always, it's been fantastic to chat to you, David. We'll chat again in March.
My pleasure. Talk soon.
Look forward to it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.